Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Malicious hackers attacked Google's YouTube on Sunday, exploiting a cross-site scripting vulnerability on the ultra-popular video sharing site, hitting primarily sections where users post comments. The attack potentially put at risk YouTube cookies of users who visited a compromised page, but it couldn't be used to access their Google accounts. As a precaution, YouTube users should log out of their account and log back in again. After 5 days of waiting, Google is still in the dark about whether the company's operating license in China will be renewed. As of Monday morning, Beijing time, the search engine giant had yet to hear back from the Chinese government regarding the license, said Jessica Powell, a Google spokeswoman. The license, which is issued by the Chinese authorities, is necessary for Google to continue operating its China-based website, google.cn. But tensions between the company and Chinese officials have put the license's renewal in doubt. The highly anticipated low-power 3Qi laptop displays from Pixelqi were sold out on Thursday, just a day after the screens were officially announced and went on sale. The $275 3Qi LCD screens, which were under development for 2 years, can absorb ambient light to brighten screens and reduce power consumption to extend the battery life of laptops. The displays reduce the need for the backlight, which are used to light up conventional laptop screens. Motorola this week gave more details of its planned reorganization, saying it will spin off its mobile devices and home products business into a new entity called Motorola Mobility. The current corporation will retain the enterprise and carrier infrastructure businesses and be renamed as Motorola Solutions. Motorola announced Thursday it had filed a Form 10 registration statement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the latest step toward a breakup that it plans to carry out in the first quarter of next year. The Form 10 provided information about Motorola SpinCo Holdings, which the company created to carry out the spin-off of Motorola Mobility. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.